Just after 5 o'clock, Kimbo on the Roots with you, all thanks to Hyundai. Test driver Hyundai, and you could win big bash tickets. That is pretty good. And we're here thanks to Balfour's as well, baking people happy since 1853. Lots of texts coming through on 0427 154 166 if you'd like to have your say. Well, the AFLW draw, Roots, should be out tomorrow or Friday. About time.
It's been a bit to work with, Kim. Yeah, still a bit to work with. With the issues in Perth, too.
No, I know that. But the girls have been training for a while. They'd like to know who they're playing, Roach.
Yes.
Especially our next guest.
Oh, this is a great story.
Yeah, had an interesting journey. I hate that word. South Australian girl that became part of the Adelaide Crows program back in 2019 via their Northern Territory program. Is it getting confusing? To explain more, let's welcome Jasmine Hewitt because she's back at the Crows. Hello, Jazzy.
Hello.
Did that make sense?
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Did that make sense?
It did. It did. And it is a confusing one. And this is the first time I've actually been based for a pre-season in the state that I'm actually playing for. So it's quite confusing.
Let's go back to how it started, then when it all went wrong. You were playing in a practice match for the Crows girls back in 2019 and then had a really nasty ankle injury. And that ended the season?
Yeah, so I had suffered a pretty significant ankle injury. And because the season is so short, a turnaround for a general ankle injury can be sort of, 6 to 8 weeks for a minor ankle injury. And given the season only went for that long back then, it pretty much ruled me out of the season right from the get-go. So it was pretty sad.
But you were Darwin-based at the time, but then you didn't come back to the Crows. What
because
happened there?
Because the AFLW changed the rules on us, didn't they, Jasmine? Right.
They did indeed. So what happened was the Northern Territory then became affiliated with the Gold Coast Suns and their zone. So I believe that South Australia's partnership with the Northern Territory had run out and they decided to pursue it elsewhere. Obviously, given Adelaide being so strong, I think they were looking to expand and assist the competition where it needed, extra assistance. So I think that's where it all started from. But I believe the Gold Coast Suns are still affiliated with the Northern Territory and their partnership is quite strong. So the decision to go back to the Crows has been a difficult one, considering my home state in Northern Territory right now is actually affiliated with a different team.
So you got 6 games with Gold Coast. That's in 2020.
Yep.
Then last year, or last season, 2021 season, you were deciding life needs to go in a different direction. What did you decide in 2021?
Yeah, so in 2021, I decided to have a bit of a break from, the elite competition and just focus on grassroots footy and just enjoying it again. I think suffering such a substantial injury in the year prior, I was still struggling to get over it in that 2020 season. And be that the Suns did get me back to the ability to play again, I probably wasn't quite ready mentally to get back into such a high-level competition, having such a big period away from the game. But I really loved my time at the Gold Coast and I really appreciate what they did for me. But, I'm really excited to be back in my home state in South Australia now and looking forward to taking on this year's competition.
Now, before we get into that, don't be modest. You got back into action by playing in the Northern Territory Football League women's competition where you took it by storm. You won a premiership. And did you win the competition's best and fairest or was that just for the grand final?
Yeah, look, I did both actually. I had a great year. It was so much fun. It's amazing what happens when you sort of strip back, the seriousness of the game and just go back and play for a bit of fun. And I was very fortunate to do quite well.
And
it was great.
So the curious bit here is you bump into Chelsea Randall, who is a superstar at the Crows
and the world's nicest person.
Yeah. So. Described as a chance meeting. Fill that out for us. How is this a chance meeting with Chelsea Randall?
So, in actual fact, it was my best mate down in Port Augusta. The Crows are running a clinic where Chelsea Randall was at the school and Kim bumped into her and they sort of had a bit of a conversation about me and I guess my success up in the Northern Territory and sort of had a chat about me not playing AFLW and I guess they both stay in contact with me and knew that I was still keen to sort of get back into it if there was a possibility. I then had a chat with Chelsea Randall and she sort of said you should reach out to the club and see if there is any opportunities because, we miss you and we'd love to have you back. because she is obviously the world's loveliest person. And I actually jumped on that opportunity. I went, you know what? I really do want to give it another crack. I feel like I haven't really achieved what I want to in that space. And, you know, who can say that they have the opportunity to do that? I mean, I feel so blessed as it is. And to be able to jump back on board, it's been unreal.
So you emailed Phil Harper, he got back to you, and now you're back here. This is where it gets confusing. You're still working in Darwin, but you're living in Adelaide.
That's right. So I really love my job up in the Northern Territory, and it's one of the reasons why I decided to give AFLW a miss in 2021. Obviously, with COVID and the uncertainty around the competition back last year's season, and having that a need to be in the Territory for my work at the time as well, sort of made that decision hard. But with COVID, like you said, being able to work from home is sort of a thing of the now. So being able to jump states and still do my work from home is awesome.
So the club set you up with an office really down at the club. What do you actually do for a job?
So I work for the Motor Accident Commission for the Northern Territory government up in the Northern Territory. And I assist with people's claims, essentially, if they're injured in a motor vehicle accident. And my area of expertise is the remote category. So I look after Indigenous people that live remotely in the Territory, so on the surrounding islands and remote communities.
So, Jazzy, it's a beautiful story at the moment, but you've still got to break your way into the side, which will not be easy. They're one of the premier sides in the competition, as you know. You'll be up against Caitlin Goldham and Tanner McKinnon, a heap of young stars there. Where do you plan on playing? You can play in the ruck, but can you hold down a key position?
Yeah, look, it's a big question mark at the moment. I'm just focusing on training and improving in all aspects of my game at the moment, because it's exactly right. No spot is cemented, and I have to work really hard to really put myself in the side. I think the more versatile I can be and the more positions I can play, the more chance I'll have of actually getting on the field. So it's been a challenge so far, and it's one I'm looking forward to continuing to develop on as the pre-season progresses further.
Now, I've got to do the math, Rooch. No, 2019, Doc Clark wasn't there in 2019, was he?
He was.
Oh, he was.
So I entered into the team in 2018, in actual fact, and played all of that season. It was my first official year of AFLW, and I'd only come off the back of playing about 6 actual games of football before that. So I was very new to the game still. Still managed to play every game. I had a year with the Northern Territory Thunder side, which was affiliated with a few Crows players as well. We flew across to Victoria to play in that competition. So I played all of that season, and that's where my football sort of started to develop. I sort of got myself in a really good position for 2019, and then was wiped out in that practice game. So I was pretty devastated. I put in a lot of work to try and get myself in a better position in 2019. And yeah, it was an unfortunate end before it even began.
Jasmine, the league just keeps growing, leaps and bounds, year after year. What's the difference between the league and also the footy club from 2019 to today? What have you noticed stepping out and stepping back in?
It's always been a really elite environment. I've found that they really go about their business as professionally as you could imagine. But the level of skills has progressed so much. Like going back now from 2019 to now, the improvement and progression is just unbelievable.
Well, Jasmine, welcome back to South Australia. Rooch, one more.
I'm really keen, because this is going to be an important issue. You brought up the fixture, Kim. Now, Jasmine, if we put you in charge of the AFLW, when would you play the competition?
Yeah. When?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
No.
I would want to play tomorrow.
In the sense, does it need to get an early start and keep away from the AFL men's competition? It's packaged in its own environment.
It's a really tough one. I mean, I think, we're continuing to build this competition, so it's really hard to compare, what the skill is in women's space as opposed to the men's space. They've been doing this for many, many years, and we're still on the uprising. So I think that hopefully down the track there will be the ability to have 2 games available. How great would it be to be, to be able to go to the footy and watch 2 games, make it a day's outing rather than just a single game. But I think at the moment we're just really trying to establish ourselves separately. But obviously we'd love to get there one day.
Jazzy, as I said, welcome back to South Australia. We're rapt to have you back here. We look forward to watching what you can produce this year. It could be a great story. We'll watch it with great interest.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. What a delightful young lady.
It's a
great story, as
yeah,
you said, Rooch. So we'll watch with interest. And we're trying to get Nicole Livingston on as well tomorrow, hopefully, Rooch, because we believe the draw will be announced either tomorrow or Friday. But then again, it could be delayed with everything that's happening at the moment.
I think with the issues in Perth, there are going to be some tough little barriers to work through. And considering how borders keep changing and protocols keep changing, I wouldn't want to be Nicole Livingston.
No, stand by. Yep. Fingers crossed. You can have your say on 0427 154 166. This is Kimba on the Rooch. All thanks to Balfours.